So now, if a, let's say we're offering a basic accounting course, we have everything ready to go so that if 25 more students show up, we can add a new section, a new faculty member, and things are ready to go because we've automated so much. Schools that are just getting into it really need to think that through. If you take the handcraft model and move it over to the online kind of model, it's going to be very labor-intensive and quite expensive. So, yeah.
And I would just say that, yeah, the OLI courses are very, and it's not so much the server costs, the cloud costs, those are actually going way down. It is the labor costs, the cost of the cognitive scientists to unpack the expertise, the cost of the domain faculty. And that's why I always say this is not, and we were able to offset the cost because I have a lot of grant funding, but the, that's why I don't believe this is an individual department or an individual institution play. What we really need to do is create consortia of departments, institutions, et cetera, and collectively create and use these environments, both because you'll get a much better learning experience if you have multiple faculty talking through what is the learning experience supposed to be, but also because then you'll get huge data sets that you can then quickly analyze, turn around, refine, and improve. So yeah, this is part of why it changes from the individual craft model to a community-based research activity. And Michael's got a project going right now, don't you, where you're trying to build consortia of institutions?
Yes. Well, thank you. Yeah, I am working to see if we can get consortia of institutions that will say we have a lot of faculty who have commonality in what they would like in this content, so that we can pool the resources to make that first capital investment. The information technology arena has got an unusual characteristic that was deeply troubling to the recording industry. It doesn't drop the cost of the original creative activity, but once you've done it, the marginal cost of distributing to another person is almost zero. And that completely ruined the business model for the recording industry. I would like to see that for those who had purloined music files, it was free. It really provided access at low cost. But that model is not sustainable. But the characteristic, I'd say, is it's not the servers that are going to cost. There is a big capital investment to do it well so that it will actually improve those learning outcomes. But then if you can get to a large audience that can benefit from that, that's where it comes in. Microsoft, I've got funding from the Gates Foundation. Bill Gates did very well. He did well in part because Microsoft developed a few key technologies that a whole lot of people wanted to buy. And it was a good buy. It still is a good buy for you. I had some of my friends being in computer science who wrote their own word processors. But most of us don't do that. It's a lot cheaper to go down and say, $200 for the word processor? I'll take it. I'll subscribe to that. That's a great deal for Microsoft, and it's a great deal for the individual. I'm hoping that we can use that great deal to lower the cost to the student.
And I would just, I mean, I think this is probably an interesting conversation to have at the trustee leadership level, is what part of that do we outsource to a commercial entity? And what part of that do we keep internal to either an individual institution or a consortium of not-for-profit institutions? Because I worry about, I'll get a little political here, I worry about our making the mistake of outsourcing too much of what is our core business process to an external commercial entity, both on the development side, like do we want external commercial entities defining what it is that's important for our students to do and know? And then the other piece, which a lot of people don't recognize yet is key, is the data. All the data that we're collecting on the students that help us redefine those environments, so I'm just, it's just an interesting question to me around as people are starting to form public-private partnerships, either explicitly or even implicitly by using publisher-created materials, how much of our core business process in teaching and learning, because these environments are going to be becoming more and more and more of our core process, how much do we want to have that be outside of our core model.
I think we're gonna move on to some of the internal U of I team. Would we like a break? What 5-minute break? Okay, would that be okay?
We're gonna be around to anybody who would like.